Hello and welcome to Sweepy Tales with Radhika. Now there's a monkey today who needs to pay some attention and listen carefully. Let's find out why. Mr. Croc was very busy. He was in the shed at Jungle School. He was trying to think of some good ideas for the after-school club. Mr. Croc was in charge of the after-school club. He liked to think of interesting and exciting things for everyone to do. He found some old wheels and some wood. The wheels and the wood gave him a good idea. He went to tell everyone about it. Mr. Croc told everyone to sit still and to listen. Everyone sat still and listened carefully. But Monkey did not sit still and he did not listen. Mr. Croc told everyone his good idea. He told them they were going to work in teams. He said each team was going to build a go-kart out of the wood and the wheels. He said that when the go-karts were finished, they would race them around the swamp. Then Mr. Croc asked who would like to drive the go-karts. Everyone wanted to drive them. Everyone put up their hands. Mr. Croc had a good idea. He put everyone's names in a hat. First, he pulled out Elephant's name. Elephant was very excited. Then he pulled out Monkey's name. He told Monkey that he was going to drive a go-kart too. Monkey was very excited. Mr. Croc said that everyone needed to listen to the instructions. He said it was important to listen carefully. He said everyone had to work as a team. They had to work together to build the go-karts. He said they had to check they were safe to race to. Everyone listened carefully, but Monkey did not listen at all. Then Mr. Croc gave everyone special jobs to do. Lion had to build the go-kart. Hippo had to put on the wheels. Little Lion had to fix the steering wheel. Monkey had to check the wheels and the steering wheel. Mr. Croc said it was important to check them carefully to make sure the go-kart was safe to race. But Monkey did not listen. Soon, the go-kart was ready. Hippo had to remind Monkey to check the wheels. But Monkey did not listen. Little Lion had to remind Monkey to check the steering wheel. But Monkey did not listen. Soon, it was the day of the race. Everyone was excited. Monkey and Elephant lined up at the start. Mr. Croc said they needed to listen to the instructions. He told them not to go too fast around the corner of the swamp. But Monkey did not listen. He sped off with his go-kart. Monkey went too fast around the corner of the swamp. The wheels began to wobble and the steering wheel began to shake. Suddenly, the steering wheel broke off. The go-kart began to skid. Then it shot up into the air. It spun around and around and then it shot into the swamp with a loud plop. Everyone ran to help Monkey. They pulled him out of the swamp. He was very wet and smelly. Then they pulled out the go-kart. It was bent and twisted. Mr. Croc was upset. Monkey needs to listen, everyone said. Monkey was sorry that he had not listened. He was sorry that he had not checked the wheels and the steering wheel. He was sorry that he had gone too fast. Worst of all, he was sorry that he had crashed and spoiled the race for everyone. Then Elephant had a good idea. He asked Mr. Croc if everyone could help fix Monkey's go-kart. He asked if they could race the go-karts again when it was fixed. Mr. Croc said it was a very good idea. Everyone helped to fix Monkey's go-kart. Everyone worked together as a team. This time, Monkey listened carefully. Hippo did not have to remind him to check the wheels. He was pleased. Little Lion did not have to remind Monkey to check the steering wheel. He was pleased. Soon, it was time to race the go-karts. Everyone was excited. Monkey and Elephant lined up at the start. Mr. Croc told everyone to listen to the instructions. He told them not to drive too fast around the corner of the swamp. This time, Monkey listened. Monkey raced hard, but this time he did not go too fast around the corner of the swamp. This time the wheels did not wobble and the steering wheel did not shake. Best of all, the go-kart did not skid. Monkey and Elephant raced over the finish line together. Everyone clapped and cheered. Well, aren't we happy that Monkey finally started listening? Yes, my dear little sweet peas, listening is very, very important. It's very important to pay attention and listen carefully when you're being told something. Otherwise, it can get you into big trouble like Monkey. And yes, the story also teaches us that teamwork is must. It always gets you a good experience. That's all for now. Take care till we meet next. Bye-bye.